VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Take a turkey trot over to that phone and call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. I'm just waiting to, I'm dying to see what other holiday Thanksgiving puns that eBay, that
eBetsy's
put into, sprinkled, peppered
she
into
is,
our script.
She is definitely the queen of puns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The corn queen.
Exactly.
The corn queen herself.
So I have good news.
No, I bet.
Really good news.
Okay.
First I was upset, but now I'm ecstatic.
First she was upset?
I got
she
three emails, angry. One right after the other.
Yeah, what?
First emails, iTunes Store, your app status is in review. Dear Voice Marketing, Inc., the status for the following app, eBay Radio, has changed to review.
Well, that's a good sign, I think.
To make changes to this app, sign into iTunes. They're telling me I have to do something. Okay. Then the second email says, your app status has changed to processing for App Store. 5 minutes later, I got a third email. The following app has been approved, and the app status has changed to ready for sale.
Yay.
App name eBay Radio.
Is it up there on iTunes?
It goes through, you know, it's a long story.
Well,
but
no,
when
I
you
mean,
click on your iPhone, there's going to be an app. You go get it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, you go
your
get
iPhone
it.
App, right?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
put it on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Then when you press it, it is through iTunes, but it's trust me, it's going to be fantastic. You're going to love it. As soon as I manage to get home today, go visit my mother in the nursing home, come home, I'll figure this all out. But it's been approved and it's ready to go. So I would say in the next few days you'll have it. It'll be probably over the Thanksgiving weekend. And if it publishes, I will send everybody, at least on Lee's list, I'll send everybody an email telling them that you can now listen to the show on your iPhone. So this is all good news?
Yes.
Exactly. And remember, if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show. While we're on the air, just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form. Hit the Submit button. We can't promise to respond to every email we receive, but we will certainly do our best. Now we go to El Segundo, California for our shipping report with Eric Nash, brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Eric.
Hey, Lee and Griff. I hope you're both getting ready for a wonderful Thanksgiving here.
Oh, we are.
All right.
I'm picking up a honey-baked ham.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
That's always a good call. Well, with the holidays coming up here and a lot of packages being sent off to military personnel, I thought I would focus today's tip on shipping to an APO or an FPO address, also known as a military address. There's obviously a ton of service men and service women and along with their families buying things on eBay here for the holidays. So we're always encouraging sellers to open up their listings to APO addresses. You know, military personnel are working hard for us overseas, and besides supporting the troops, they certainly love to get American goods, just as normal. And plus, sellers can make some extra revenue by staying out from the sellers who block military addresses. So for eBay sellers that haven't tried shipping to a military address yet, let's kind of go over some quick basics here. First is you'll need to address the label a little differently than you normally would for a domestic address. It should include the person's rank and name, but then you'll also need to add their unit number, which kind of goes where the address is, and then where they're stationed, which typically will be APO, FPO, or DPO. That stands for Army Post Office, Fleet Post Office, or Diplomat Post Office. Postage rates for shipping to a military address are the same as if you're mailing to a domestic address. So no matter where the person is in the world, you're going to be paying domestic rates. So it's no increase in price or anything like that. Sometimes you may need to add a customs form. The customs forms are usually based on the value of the products that are in the package, as well as the total weight of the package. Typically, anything over 1 pound requires a customs form. Stamps.com just released a new guide. It's called the USPS Military Mail Guide. It's absolutely free. It's a PDF. It goes over all the specifics of mailing to a military address. And so we want everybody to download it and kind of keep it as a great reference. It includes methods to address the shipping labels and some examples. It includes delivery times or estimated delivery times. It talks about the restricted products that you can't send to military addresses and a lot more. So we want to encourage everybody to download it. It's free. If you go to stamps.com/whitepapers, that's stamps.com/whitepapers, you can download the free guide along with all of our great USPS shipping guides. So check out the USPS Military Mail Guide. And with that, Lee and Griff, I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving, and I'll send it back to you.
Same thing to you, Eric. Thank you so much. Of course, that's brought to you by stamps.com, postage from your PC. So we have an email person who emailed us through the Contact Us button, Griff. Do want to remind you that our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and we're taking your calls now. This is from Marilyn. In Loveland, Colorado, known on eBay as MM Most. And she says, is there an easy way to search for items that are listed to benefit a specific charity? When I go to the advanced search page and tick the Giving Works button, I get all of the Giving Works items, 1,500,900 plus. I want to know if this can be narrowed down to a specific charity.
Yeah, I don't think it can. But most of those, I think a lot of those charities do have a presence on eBay. So if you go to their, if they have a store of their own, they usually will show you what they're selling. But no, I don't think you can do that, actually.
I think, of course, on each individual one, there is a, because I give 10% to breast cancer.
Yes.
Research. And it shows on the listing, of course. But people couldn't look it up that way.
So I'm looking, I'm trying to figure it out from their home, the Giving Works page. And that's a good question.
And you'd think it would be a good thing.
Yeah.
If somebody wanted to give to a specific charity.
Hold on a second. So actually, you can. Oh, no, this is for a sweepstakes. I was looking. Through the page here. Find your favorite charity using the search bar below. Click Add to My Charities link next to the charity's name to enter the sweepstakes. So let's see what it says here. You can if you go to the Giving Works page, which is givingworks.ebay.com, there's a link on the left-hand side that says My Charities. And I'm going to look for Red Cross. That's an easy one. And American... Oh, Jesus, this page just drives me crazy. All right, American Red Cross. Shop to Support. So that's how you could do this, actually. It looks like if you can find your charity on that link, it will give you a link to all of the listings where they're... It's like in a feed. Let me see if there's another link on the top here. You can see, I don't know if it's all the items on eBay. If I click on this, these aren't being sold. Yeah, this is how you do it. Okay, so this is how you can sort it. You have to go to the Giving Works page. Oh, I'm glad I learned something on the fly here. And type in the name of your charity, and you can add the charity as a favorites, and it provides a feed. Oh, okay. Yeah, works. Yeah, try it. I just saw something in the feed that was inappropriate. All right, getting out of there. All right.
So it's good you can do it.
Ah, yes.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting us know that.
I think that's how you do it.
And it's a good idea. You may want to have a preference as to a buyer, depending on where the money's going.
This just in from The Onion, by the way.
Yeah? From The Onion.
Two dozen more bodies were found in Lake Wobegon. It's going to be hard to get the school choir concert together If that's Mr. Falconer's chopped off head bobbing up and down out there, said a resident.
Oh,
I thought that was
funny.
Worthy, noteworthy. So
very noteworthy.
Yeah.
Well, this is a question that's been asked before, and I don't want you to get upset, because you've got to remember that in radio, not everybody hears everything every day.
Oh, I don't get upset. No, I won't get upset.
Sometimes you do. Hear this question, you
I
might.
Won't get upset, I promise.
Okay, this is from Austin.
I'm very calm.
This is from a fellow named Austin in Dallas.
Hi, Austin.
Austin in Dallas, which is kind of funny.
That is funny.
eBay ID is Price Right Computers.
What a nice ID.
Okay, we have buyers that initiate returns and select not as described as the reason.
Mm-hmm.
After working with the customer, it turns out that the customer simply did not have the proper knowledge to operate or install the product.
Mm-hmm.
After working with the customer and educating them on how to use the item, we resolve the issue and the buyer is happy with the product. How do we get that defect removed from our account?
You can't.
Period.
You can call customer support and wait in on the phone for 48 hours, but that's 4 to 8 hours. I'm being sarcastic. But yeah, it's not going to get removed.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, or you may contact us during the Contact Us button on your eBay radio player.
Yeah.
Okay, Don in Los Angeles, California, known on eBay as treasure-finder-online-ca.
See how calm I was?
You were very calm.
This open phone segment was sponsored by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. When we return with more eBay Radio.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at milodesign.com. That's milodesign.com for all your branding and design needs. Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 298.
The holidays mean an increase in traffic and sales. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media, and he's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller, Third Power Outlet. He has this holiday tip.
You want to get the important dates ready. So we know when Black Friday is. We know Cyber Monday, Green Monday. All of those dates, you want to start putting them into your calendar and getting your rolling schedule ready so that you know what's coming up, and then you know how to do some advertising and some special promotions around those dates. And these little things put together can really make a difference.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with Girded Loin, here is your host, Griff.
This Open Phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. Talk turkey to us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that gobbly number. I can add to this. I can have fun. 888-723-4630.
And you can
also... You little sweet potato, you.
You can also use the little contact us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player. So when we last left, we were talking about an email we had gotten from Don in Los Angeles, California, known as Treasure Finder Online CA.
What did it say, this email?
Okay, he was talking about two different issues. One was from the other day. Remember there was a bug that a caller called in about, and you thought it had something to do with the cash, and then people started cleaning out their caches, and it still didn't work.
He says
this happens on multiple Macs running Safari and Chrome.
I picture in my mind like 50 Mac computers all in a row.
He's been experiencing that same bug. Anyway, the second thing is he echoes the same request for the mobile app to retain searching for sold listings. Mm. He says, for example, I'll be at thrift stores and want to check prices of sold listings. It's cumbersome to have to select show more than sold every time. Well, the good news is Ginger Lishman's going to be on the show today.
Yeah, we'll tell her.
So we will be certain to bring this up with her, or you can call in. And, you know, I don't know if she's going to stay after she's here with us. But at any rate, listen to Ginger. Let me see, when is Ginger going to be on?
Right after Marianne, here on Gilligan's Isle. the thing about that you talked about earlier, the bug?
Right.
So one of our regular listeners actually sent me in a video clip of his screen doing this thing. And that was great because I was able to send that off to a group of people. I don't want to say our engineers. Just there's a belief that there's something called engineer. There's no engineers. There's just people. I always think of train engineers, but anyway, so they're, you know, so they can look at it and then give us their thoughts on what's happening.
That's good. Maybe we can get that taken care of.
I don't know.
Let me see. Ginger's going to be on at 1:15 Pacific.
That means she'll be right before an open phone segment if she wants to stick around.
Yes.
I'll ask her. We'll see what she says.
We'll see what she says. Exactly.
Anything else in that wonderful inbox of yours?
Not yet, but we do have someone on the phone with us, Christy in Dumfries, Virginia. ID on eBay is You Are Famous.
Well, certainly.
Hi, Christy. What's your question or comment?
Well, I have two. I have a solution, or at least an answer for people. I guess a couple radio shows now, people have been talking about when they're listing an item and they get down to where they're putting in the amount of money and it gets stuck or it just starts spinning and it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Okay, the page is processing something else. That's all it is. And it's definitely eBay, but it's eBay processing something. It could be processing all the other information you put in to come up with the recommended price. It could be just something else on the page that's processing. So the solution truly is time.
Time.
You got to put your cursor in there, and you got to wait a couple seconds.
Oh, just put your cursor in and wait a few seconds.
Yeah, and it could take up, I mean, it's taken up to 10 seconds for me before.
Yeah.
But if I'm patient, and the other solution is just click to go to the next page, and then on page two at the bottom, just click edit listing, and once you go back onto page one, immediately you could put the price in.
Okay, I think I heard something.
But it's just time, that's all.
Just time. Yeah.
You have patience.
Yeah, but 10 seconds here, 10 seconds there, pretty soon you're talking about years.
Do you come from a family of patience, or did you learn patience?
Did you learn patience?
I taught myself patience.
Yeah, we all had to, I guess.
I'm prior Army, so maybe it was them who taught me patience.
Yeah.
Oh, military people tend to be able, they have a lot of self-control.
Discipline. They teach you mental discipline.
Definitely. Right. Definitely.
Yes. But truly, it only does happen maybe 10 to 20% of the time. It's not every single listing that it happens with.
Well, that sounds interesting. I'd like to know what's being processed, but, you know, we can't know everything, I suppose. So if you're having this issue, then Christie's solution may be the one that works for you. Just be patient. I hate telling customers to be patient.
I know, like, really.
But your product doesn't work like it should. Well, just be patient.
So, Christie, what's behind the You Are Famous name?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, my 9-to-5 job, I work in communications, marketing, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And when I opened this new store, and I really just renamed my store, my store is called Famous Finds, and it took me forever to, took me almost 6 months to figure out how I wanted to grab people's attention. And I thought maybe, you know, I want to put the attention on them because it's not really all about me. It's about what they want in my store. And we do carry very famous brands. So that's kind of how it came to be.
All right. Well, it's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good, very good one.
Very memorable.
I remember it. It's You Are Famous.
Exactly.
See? And even, I wasn't looking at the fact that I wrote it down, so it's memorable.
Christie, thank you so much for your call.
I've got one more for you.
Okay. Yes, please, go ahead.
Because I called you last week.
All right, we need to be fast. Problem. We've got 60 seconds.
Okay, I had a big problem. My sold listings were relisting themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I had to call customer service. I didn't have a choice over the weekend. And you know what?
You got to call us back in 40 minutes. We're out of time. Sorry, honey.
Sorry, Christie. Well, I want to hear the story. This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Next up, selling vintage clothing for the holidays. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they are worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Peace de Resistance? You can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at Endicia.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
You know what you want to do. Share your items with the world on social networks like Pinterest and Facebook. You want to get in front of that 1.5 billion people. Social Beacon from PageMage can help. Perhaps you don't know where to start, or maybe you did start but don't know what to do next, or even if it's working. As social media has grown, so has the research on what works for online sellers. And we are here to help. Built for marketplace sellers, new Social Beacon from PageMage lets you promote your listings on social networks, giving you real-time metrics so you'll know what works. Social Beacon saves you time with simultaneous and scheduled posts. And with Social Beacon's guidance, you'll be a successful social marketer and not a listing spammer. And it's free. You can share your first item in 5 minutes. To learn more about Social Beacon, go to pagemage.com. But did we mention it's free?